Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Violinist Hilary Hahn's idea of having a contest to encourage composers to write short encore pieces is a nice one. Hahn is now on tour and coming to our area playing the winning compositions in groups at the end of her concerts. The thing about encores isn't just the music, though. Of course, it's always a treat to have an artist whose work you admire play something extra, but it's also how it changes the mood of a concert. At pianist Marc-André Hamelin's 92nd Street Y recital a few weeks ago, the mood was great straight through. As usual, this gifted musician, with technique to burn, played powerfully and sensitively through a series of works, starting with music by Bach. And later, music by Debussy and Rachmaninoff, much gorgeous stuff. But classical recitals are formal. That's all part of the experience. The artist needs some distance, and so does the audience. But what's the fun of formality if it can't be broken? That's what happens at encore time to audience and artist. It's a kind of mutual letting go. Operas and symphonic concerts going back hundreds of years had these moments, though in earlier times they were more like a kind of instant replay. A favorite operatic aria or instrumental solo or section of the music would be played again for the amusement of the audience, sometimes right in the middle of the concert. Later, the encore became a new extra added attraction at the end. Back to the Hamelin recital at the Y. The formal concert was ending, and the roar of the crowd could be heard far and wide. The ritual was intact. They wanted an encore. And Hamelin, loosening up after the more proper main event, left the stage and then came back and sat down once again at the piano and turned to the audience.
Some people sometimes, well, often actually, ask me why I play this for an encore. And the answer is simple, and it's the best possible answer. I love it.
He played, as his gift to the crowd, a famous Mozart sonata, never played as an encore. But why not? It worked just fine. So even nowadays, we haven't completely lost the surprise of encores. They're part of the fabric of the recital by now, but they still have the power to charm. With Hilary Hahn's newly commissioned violin encores coming to two concerts near you, we can have the pleasure of hearing something new while hanging on to that old tradition. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishkill.